Hi, everybody, it's Julie.
And I'm Samantha, and this is Stick to Tape.
Welcome to the Kachuk Bowl.
That episode 59, the Kachuk Bowl?
It is the Kachuk Bowl. I'm gonna keep saying it like that because it's funny. Anyways, the All-Star game happened last night. Everyone's favorite event in the entire NHL that isn't disruptive to the season at all with the bye weeks, so that's why we can't go to the Olympics, Gary.
All right, calm down.
Never.
I do love the All-Star game. I especially love the All-Star skills competition because everybody gets to sit around on the ice and be really cute with their colorful jerseys and without their helmets on, and
Colorful jerseys,
a
weren't they
lot of people.
like mono, like weren't they like black and white? Sorry, they were like black and
No,
gray and they
skills
were hideous.
competition. No, the skills
Oh, the skills
competition.
competition. Sorry, I guess I wasn't thinking.
You're not paying attention to me, which is rude because I'm your co-host. The skills competition is when everybody wears. Fuck you! When the skills competition is when everybody wears their home jerseys, so their colorful jerseys, and they all sit on the ice in between taking in between doing all the skills comps, and they none of them have their helmets on, and they sit around and they chat, and it's really fun for like Instagram and Snapchat and stuff, and people are really cute, and a lot of them bring their kids. And then this year they did the one of the competitions, they actually they none of them were wearing their pads, they were just wearing their jerseys or really jeans. That was Gatorade Skills Shooting Stars, whatever.
I didn't get to watch this year because I am a loser with two jobs, so I had to work.
I'm very sorry that you didn't get to watch. It was, I was a little drunk and texting friends instead of paying that much attention. It was fun. Besides, like the people, a couple of the winners were like worst case scenarios, which is fun. And there were too many blues, and we knew this going in.
Well, because it was in St. Louis.
I know. I did like every once in a while they would be like, "We've got a surprise for you," and then they would bring out a like a St. Louis alumni. Which I really liked, and I think it makes a lot of sense, and I wish that other places had done that too. I know that St. Louis has 50 years, and so they have a little more history than like a lot of the recent places, because it was like Columbus and Nashville and San Jose, but like you could still bring out like fucking San Jose didn't even have goddamn Patty Marlowe there, which would have been great. Anyway, I digress.
I get it.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, my favorite part of All-Star Weekend is usually Media Day. And that was also true this year. Do you want to talk about the star of Media Day and the All-Star Skills Comp and the All-Star and she's basically the star of All-Star Weekend?
I believe you're speaking of Alex Letang.
I sure as hell am speaking of Alex Letang. 7-year-old Alex Letang, who took like media availability with actually no, Chris Letang didn't do Media Day.
No, he didn't.
I didn't mention it, or and he they didn't like put him in like a skills thing. The only thing he did, he like shot on like Holtby or whatever for the save challenge. But he did a media availability on Friday, and he had Alex with him, and Alex took a lot of questions. And he was talking about how, and Alex Letang is so cute because he's got this little French, he's got like a little bit of a little French Canadian accent. And he's talking about how he really loves hockey and he wants to play for the Penguins. And if his dad is still playing for the Penguins, then he wants his number to be 87, like Sid, and he'll take somebody else's place and he'll play defense with his dad. But if his dad isn't playing for the Penguins, then he'll take his dad's place and he'll take 58 and he'll play for the Penguins. And it was so cute. And at one point, Chris Letang was like, "Do you hear that, Sid? Sid, retire." And he was like, "No, don't tell him that. We need him."
He's such a cute little kid. And I know that, like, I know that's a big thing for the guys, too, is they get to take their kids to this thing. And maybe, oh, speaking of, because it's the Tkachuk Bowl, I think Matthew Tkachuk posted a picture of, like, him and Brady from the 2004 All-Star Game.
Yeah.
Like, and they're just, like, wee little babes, and their dad, Keith, was still playing at the time. So, it was super cute.
And it was really cute that both the Tkachuks were there because they, you know, they're from St. Louis, and
yeah.
They...
I wonder, that's probably why Brady got tapped as a replacement.
A replacement, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wait, stop. Hold the front door. If this be so, then why? Why did they send Connor Hellebuck instead of St. Louis-born Ben Bishop? What? Like, why did the... reason for the Jets to need two players there. The Stars absolutely could have had two players there, and Ben Bishop has more right to be there than Connor Hellebuck.
And the Star... Like, and you think that they would kind of play off the fact that the Stars... We know that people in Dallas like hockey because the Stars were just in that, the Winter Classic. Like...
Yes.
Ridiculous. Yeah, no, I agree. But Ben Bishop is underrated, and Tyler Seguin even said so.
I'm furious. I can't even breathe.
I know you understand. Are. It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense.
Why? Okay. Anyways. Okay. Do you want to talk about the skills comp that I didn't watch?
Sure.
Because I have the results here.
Yeah. What I remember is Connor McDavid lost fastest skater for the first time in 4 years.
Yes. To Matthew Barzal of the New York Islanders.
Matt Barzal beat him by, like, 0.04, and everybody congratulated him, like, really hard, like, on the bench, and it was very cute. I saw Anthony Duclair in particular.
Yeah, Duclair was, like, a full second behind. He was at 14 seconds.
God.
Because I have the whole list. Do you want the whole list?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. And then... Oh, they didn't do the accuracy shooting. That's what they got rid of.
Yeah, they did.
No, not the accuracy shooting. The one with the tiny little nets.
Oh, the passing? Yeah, because they don't like the passing one. They didn't like the passing one because it made them... Long. Well, it takes too long and it made them look dumb because they couldn't do it. It was too hard.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the skill or the passing one. Because remember Drew Doughty took like 30 seconds and he was so pissed off because he's a giant fucking baby. sorry. It's just once per episode where if we mention Drew Doughty, we have to disparage him.
Okay.
I hate him.
So, yeah, so that's the one that they got rid of. And then the accuracy shooting, they got rid of the styrofoam a long time ago, and I think a year or two ago, and all of the beat writers are still really, really mad about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they do, because they have like, this time they put it like a full like glass thing over the net, and then each of the four corners and then like the five hole or whatever had it like a computer generated like some, and then when they hit it exploded. After two skaters, they did somebody chipped off a corner of the glass, and they had to like take a couple of minutes to fix it. But
That's
I don't
stupid.
mind.
Just do the styrofoam.
I know, but like I don't mind the computer. Like it was fine. It looked cool and.
Okay, can we talk about the people they had do the accuracy shooting challenge, though? Because, like, it's the worst list that you could have. And I know it's
Yeah.
because they chose all of the big names to do this shooting stars. Listen to this. Jacob Slavin, the winner. Like, who? Who even is that? I know who he is, but you know what I mean. Like, who?
He's from
I
he
know where he's from. I'm just saying, who? Like, okay, so it's Jacob Slavin, Leon Draisaitl, Jonathan Huberdeau, Alex Petrangelo, are you kidding me? The Bertuzzi kid, Shifley, Hurdle, and Heischer. Like, genuinely, who? Like, I know they're big names, blah blah blah, but like, who?
The, are they big names though?
They're not. Anyway, that's because, well, and it's because like the shooting stars were like Kane, Marner, Tkachuk, not he's also kind of a who. O'Reilly, David Perron, are you kidding me? Go home. And then Sagan, Pasternak, and the other Tkachuk. Who? Like, I just okay,
Okay, but
whatever.
the Kachucks were a big part of the weekend, like
Yeah, because
a
it's
big
the
story
Tkachuk
of the
Bowl.
weekend.
But yeah,
I know,
like
that's what I'm saying. So that's why they put them in like the big
I know.
new challenge. Anyway, yeah, so accuracy shooting happened. Here's the thing, and here's the thing that everybody always talks about that they miss, and I also miss, is the breakaway challenge.
Yeah, they should
When
come.
people
Yeah.
would like dress up and shit and try to fool the goalies or whatever and score a goal. There have been some really good ones over the years. I think Brent Burns had his kid do it for him, like the last
Oh,
time they
yeah,
did the
Jagger
breakaway challenge. It
Burns.
was great.
Yeah. That was a good one. And then when PK Subban came out as Jaromir
As
Jagr.
Yags.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Patrick Kane has an iconic one, I know, but still, he does. And then when Brandon Saad came a couple of years later, he imitated that one.
Didn't Alex Ovechkin literally light his stick on fire for this once?
I don't think so, because I, or maybe he did, but I don't remember it. But I know that like Johnny Gaudreau wanted to light his stick on fire, and they told him no.
They should just let him do it. Why not? It'll be more fun. They should, yeah, they really should bring that back
Combine the
because it's
breakaway challenge and
so, like,
the
and I know
save
that's another
streak.
thing that, like, it was like the players were like, oh, I don't want to do this because, ugh, they're so boring.
Because like it's an individual, it was more of an individual thing, but that's dumb. But also the best part of this Josh Hurdle put on a Justin Bieber mask, and like that's something that he could have done for the breakaway challenge. Like it's. So he put on a Justin Bieber mask because he was shooting on Jordan Bennington, and apparently Jordan Bennington and Justin Bieber have a Twitter feud where they're gonna, I don't know, something about like save streaks and $10,000 and
I'm on Justin Bieber's side.
well, obviously. But so Tomas Hertl put on like a giant Bieber mask and tried to shoot on Bennington. He did not score on Bennington, and then the last two shooters on Bennington missed the net completely, and that's why Jordan Bennington won the save streak challenge.
Unfortunate.
It is
Very sad
unfortunate.
that Tristan Jarry only got four saves on that.
I
That's
know.
unfortunate. But so did Connor Hellebuyck. You know who would have won that event? Ben Bishop.
Bishop. They let them do their own songs for the Save String Challenge. I did not pay attention to most of them because it's hard to hear. But I know, because like last year when Marc-Andre Fleury did it, he played Let It Go. And then this year, Tristan Jarry played Shots.
I love him.
I love him too. He was so cute. There were all these videos of him like babysitting Absentang while Chris was off doing like interviews or whatever, like on the ice.
Yeah.
And there's also a video of Alex Letang, like Chris apparently cut one of his sticks and gave it to Alex. So Alex was on the ice like with a stick and a puck, passing it with, I saw Mitch Marner, Victor Hedman, and I can't remember who else, a couple of other people. And he was just like passing a little puck around while he's on the ice, and like, it's so exciting for this kid because he's like the right age and he loves hockey so much.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to keep talking about Alex Letang. And he mentioned Catherine and his sister Victoria.
Yeah.
Weren't there because the baby would scream and he didn't want that. And Before the All-Star, All-Star game, and he was really excited to see all of the mascots, and he like ran out to like greet them, and then later he took pictures with all of them so that he could send them to his mom.
That's adorable.
I know.
Do you think Gritty punched him?
I do not think Gritty punched him.
Okay. Do you think Gritty punched that kid?
No.
I don't think Gritty punched that kid either. If you are not aware, somehow, there was an article this week from, like, the Philly Inquirer or something about how Dad was saying that Gritty, like, punched his kid so hard in the back he had to take him to the chiropractor. And during a meet and greet event, which the dad went home and wrote a letter to the Flyers organization complaining about how shitty the picture was, and then he called the police and said, Gritty hit my kid, which feels weird. And I feel like if Gritty did punch a kid hard enough that he had to go to the chiropractor, we probably would have heard about it sooner. But the funniest thing about that article is that it did not refer to the person in the Gritty suit. It just said Gritty. So Gritty is real and not a person inside a mascot suit. He's just Gritty.
Just Gritty.
Oh my God. Imagine the power that you have being Gritty. It has to be just so powerful. Because, like, you can, you walk around if you're outside the Gritty suit, and no one knows that you're Gritty. Like, do you think Gritty's wife even knows that he's Gritty?
Yeah, probably.
Just kidding. The person inside the Gritty suit can't be straight.
That's true.
There's no way. Anyways. So that's a thing that happened this week, but Gritty made bail because Gritty was at the All-Star game.
Gritty made bail.
I just hope Gritty was nice to Alex Letang is what I'm saying.
I'm sure he was.
I'm sure he was fine.
I hope Stinger, the CBJ fame, was nice to Alex Letang.
Yeah, probably. Slapshot. Is that the name of the fucking eagle? On the Caps? I it was so cute. I did see a video of Alex going, "Hey, Islander!" Like, talking to the Islander's dragon or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure it has a name, but I also do not care.
Okay. He's Chris Letang. I was just on Instagram, and Chris Letang, reposted a Penguin story of Alex Letang taking a picture of all the mascots and was like, his favorite parts.
I mean, he's not wrong. I, as the owner of a Gritty plush, understand.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Is there anything else about skills comp you want to talk about?
The women, U.S.
Oh, Jesus.
My internet's bad. Three on three tournament.
Hold on, you need to go back and do that again because my internet cut out and I didn't hear the beginning of your story.
Okay. There was a three-on-three women's skills competition, and it was literally just a three-on-three tournament between Canadian and American teams. And it was, obviously, since they all hate each other on the ice, it was a very tense 2-1 Canada win.
Is this a fucking mixer? Because you know half the time they all get married to each other.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They hate each other on the ice and off the ice. They are in love and have babies.
Love that for them.
Where's my rom-com? I did watch the women's game. I did not pay a whole lot of attention. It was definitely, every time I have watched the women, the U.S. and the American women play against each other, if they're on American soil, the American women lose.
Oh, really? Incredible.
Yeah.
What a weird, like, thing.
So I saw them in Detroit last year, and then they were in St. Louis this time, and they lost. Yeah. And, like, a really close, like, 2-1 loss, too. And they also had, during the Gatorade Skills Comp, they had a Twitter poll, and for, like, a Canadian woman and an American woman to compete in the Skills Comp, and Marie-Philippe Poulin. And Hillary Knight won the Twitter competition and were in the Shooting Stars Challenge.
Yeah.
Which was won by Mitch Marner until the tiebreaker. So I'm going to say it's still Mitch Marner, not fucking Patrick Kane.
Ugh. So a thing that I did see was the game itself. I made it home from work early enough to watch most of the All-Star game. So I saw, like, the back half of the Metro versus the Atlantic.
Yeah.
That was fun. And the Metro lost, so they were done. Felt bad for Tristan Jarry, obviously.
No one
wants to go away a loser. But
he got to go home early.
He got to go home early. And
Alex Letang interviewed him, and it was very cute.
How much fun did you got? No, it was good.
So the Metro Atlantic.
No, wait, hold on just 1 second. I just wanted to say that there was a part about the mascots and Alex Letang, and he said that he liked the Gila one, the Gila monster from Vegas the best because he eated his head.
He eated his whole head!
Yeah, that was cute. I didn't see anything, like, notable in the Metro and Atlantic game. Oh, here's what it is. Braden Holtby should not be allowed to be an All-Star goalie because he does not give a fuck. And, like, I get it. Nobody's trying, but no one tries the least at Braden Holtby. Like, he just does not give a fuck.
This is his fifth consecutive year.
And he is terrible every single year. Like, I don't know how the Metro won. The only reason the Metro won the one time that Sid went is because Sid was there.
It was Captain Sidney Crosby. Because the year that he was there and Alex.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
The year he was there and Alex was the captain, he lost. Because when Sid was there and he was the captain, it was during that stretch between Worlds 2015 and the Stanley Cup in 2017, where he won every single thing that he captained.
Yep. You're right.
I know I'm right. Anyway, the other thing about the Metro and the Atlantic game, so the Atlantic won 9-5. There were... No. 9-5.
Working 9-5.
There were two hat tricks, Anthony Duclair and David Pastrnak.
That's
both in the Atlantic.
Pasta.
And the NHL kept talking about fucking Pasta's hat trick instead of Duke's, and I'm mad about it.
Racism?
Anthony Duclair is
more likely than you think.
In my NHL? Yeah, Anthony Duclair is like a really good story this year too, and I'm really happy that he was at the All-Star game.
Agree.
Okay, and so in the West.
Well, then it was like, okay, well, Brady Tkachuk is in the final, so when the Central and the Pacific came in, you're like, oh, well, the best story here is Tkachuk versus Tkachuk.
Yeah.
Sorry to the St. Louis fans who wanted to see their team in the final, but guess what? Tomas Hertl said no.
Tomas Hertl said, I'm going to score an all-star dick trick and you cannot stop me.
Yep, pretty much. And also, so it was great though because like the game, it was like, did the Central go up by 3?
I think so.
And then like, and then they just started lighting them up. Anyways, all I know is that the last 3 goals scored were all Tomas Hertl. Like, he had scored one, and then they'd got scored on, and then Tomas Hertl scored 3 in a row to complete his dick trick. Which is cool. But yeah, like, they just started lighting them up, and it was, oh, who would it have been? Oh, Hellebuck. So they just lit up Binnington and Hellebuck.
Yeah.
As God intended.
Yeah.
And then the funny part about that game was Patrick Kane is on the Central team and they hate him.
They hate him so much.
Which, fair.
We also hate Patrick Kane. They have hated him since before all this stuff came out because the Blues and the Hawks fucking despise each other.
I mean, yes.
So that's why I still don't like TJ.
But like, it was funny because they were cheering, and then they realized that it was Patrick Kane, and then they booed him.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
He got booed a lot.
Did he get a hat trick in that game?
No, it was Draisaitl.
No. Oh. Oh, God. Okay. So you remember a couple episodes ago where Matthew Tkachuk and Zach Cassian got into it and there was all this stuff and Zach Cassian ended up getting suspended and they kept asking both Leon Draisaitl and like McDavid and Tkachuk like what they would do if they had to work together on the All-Star game. And Leon Draisaitl, not a team player, goes, I would get off the ice. Well, that wasn't fucking true, because guess who assisted on his first goal? That's right, folks. Matthew Tkachuk. And then he looked at him and said, hey, fuck you. And it's like, Leon, you're on a team right now. If you're not here to win, get the fuck out. Take the suspension, bro. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
That's my commentary on that. But he didn't do that. And then Matt, like, assisted on his goal. And then whoever their coach was kept sending out McDavid and Draisaitl with Giordano. I love it. And then who was their goalie who kept them in the game? Oh, was it Big Save Dave? I think it was. So, this is a formal invitation for Leon Draisaitl to suck it. anyway, so, and the best part was like, after the game, they asked Matthew, like, they were like, they asked him something about, like, what it was like with Draisaitl and McDavid, and was it going to go back to that heated rivalry? And Matt's just like, you could watch his eyes roll up in his brain, like him trying to figure out what he was going to say. And he's like, You know, we're just professionals, which to me reads as Matthew was just like, I don't think of you at all.
Yeah. It's very much, it's like everybody who has ever been like, no, Matthew Kachuk's a piss baby and I fucking hate him, is that meme from Mad Men where Bob Benson is like, some other guy. And he goes, I feel sorry for you to Don Draper. And Don Draper goes, I don't think of you at all.
That's Matt. That is huge Matt Kachuk energy. It cracks my shit up. They're playing soon. The Battle of Alberta is on this week, I would say. I think it's the 29th. So, put it on your calendars, kids. I certainly am watching that game. Oh my god. Anyway. So the Pacific lights up the Central. I have never wanted the Central lose more, and I feel bad because, honestly, like, Tyler Seguin goes to the All-Star game every year, and he loses every year.
No, let Tyler go home early.
I know. Ben Bishop. If Ben Bishop had been there, it would have been different, and you can't prove me wrong.
That's true.
I know. So, there's that. And then, so it is Atlantic versus Pacific. It is exactly what everyone wants. The Kachuk Bowl!
The Kachuk Bowl!
I was so excited for the Kachuk Bowl.
I know you are.
Because they're my children.
You know they are. Mm.
So, I did watch. See, the thing was, is like, I wasn't really paying attention, but, like, it was a lot closer than the other games. It was
really close. And they've done this before. I've seen this before where, like, the semifinals or whatever are usually, like, a blowout or just, like, a massive bunch of goals. And then, like, the final is, like, a 2-1 win. This was a 5-3? 5-4 win?
Yeah, something like that.
8-something?
No, it wasn't a blowout.
I don't think it was a blowout, but then there were 2 empty netters. I think it was like 6-4 or something. You should Google it. But as somebody who still really likes the McDavid Eichel narrative, they were all over each other at the end of the game. And it was very, they're so, it was very intense. I love those games. They're so good.
If this plays a video, I'm gonna fucking scream. Oh my god. Just give me a fucking article. I can't watch a video right now. Oh my god. It was a 5-4 win.
5-4, okay.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, so. Yeah, so it was like crazy because, like, the Atlantic went up really quick and you're like, oh boy. And then it was 3-1 and then it was 3-3 and then 4-3 and then
I think 5-3 and 5-4.
What? Yeah,
whatever. 5-3 and then 5-4.
Yeah. So, you know, all good, all good. Incredible.
Another incredible thing that happened, the NHL and Green Day have a multi-year partnership. I don't really know what that means, except that there was like a new, like a special Green Day song that came out at the beginning of the season this year. And then Green Day played during the intermission between the semifinal and the final and the All-Star game last night. And those are usually longer to give the Western Conference team a rest. And so, like, they started outside and then they came inside and they played American Idiot, and it was great. American Idiot is not, like, radio friendly. And they, instead of playing the radio friendly part of it, they, actually, I feel like there's a part in the song where he's, I think he says fuck, but he didn't say that, and instead he pulled back and sang, everybody clap your fucking hands or whatever, let's fucking go. Like, Billy Joe Armstrong got muted like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, he did.
It's so funny because, like, they pull the camera away. Like, they don't show his face when he got muted. And so you're just watching, like, the drummer and there's no sound.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. American Idiot, secondary radio feed, though, right?
American Idiot is a great fucking song.
Okay. Yeah, like, I've never really been a huge Green Day fan, but, I was like, when I heard it last night, I was like, yeah, American Idiot. I enjoyed it.
It's very good. I love it. There was a video of, Mitch Marner and Matthew Tkachuk on the ice, watching.
Yo, they were right beside each other.
Yeah, they're friends.
Yes,
they won the Mem Cup together. They're still Matthew Tkachuk said that he wouldn't be a heel to Marner or Matthews when they play together because yeah. they're friends.
Question. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Austin Matthews regrets not being able to play, or do you think that he freaked the fuck out because Jenna Fischer was there and he's a big Office fan?
He's a giant Office fan, and she was their celebrity captain, and he got to be behind the bench with her.
So he was probably freaking out, right?
He was definitely freaking out. It was probably like that one video, that one commercial that he did with Jonathan Taves where you can tell the entire time that he just wants to fanboy out, but he can't because he's trying to be professional. It was that, except on the ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. I like that.
Also, she said that they did Dunder Mifflin trivia before the game started and that they were all really good at it.
I'm gonna admit this to the whole podcast. I couldn't get into that show. It made me cringe too much, and I cannot do cringe humor.
I know.
Like, I like some parts of The Office, but I have not watched the entire thing.
Yeah, it's very cringy.
I watched the end, though, which is important.
It can be very cringy. I agree, but I think it's really fun that...
Oh, she cut out again.
Was one of their, like, celebrity people. Not only was it really cute that Jenna Fischer was one of their celebrity people, but I like that she was the Atlantic, so she had to work with, what's his name? The Boston coach?
Bruce Cassidy.
I was going to say David Cassidy, and I was like, that's incorrect. Because, you know, she's a huge St. Louis fan.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
Did John Hamm get to be behind the bench with Craig Berube?
No, John Hamm was the Metro captain.
Oh.
Because, like, Brett Hull was the central captain.
I saw Craig Berube give him gum, and Brett Hull looked at it like he'd never fucking seen gum before. It was fucking weird.
And then, obviously, Gretzky was the Pacific captain.
Oh, yes, he was. He was very proudly on Draisaitl.
But, yeah, so the actual, like, non-hockey celebrities were in the East, and it was Jenna Fischer and John Hamm. John Hamm lost.
John Hamm lost first, which is important.
He did.
Yeah, so that was the All-Star game, and I enjoyed it. I think it's fun. So.
I think it's fun. I think, I definitely think that the players don't necessarily, like, especially the ones who have been there a lot, don't necessarily want to cut their vacation short and do media, but I think that they do end up having fun, especially all of the babies.
Yeah.
There was only one rookie this year. Quinn Hughes of the Vancouver Canucks. But there were a lot of first-time attendees.
Did I hear TJ Oshie say it was his first All-Star game?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard that, but it has to be wrong.
Oh, no, you cut out.
Uh-oh.
Then I cut out. It's fine. No, it was not. I think his dad was there, though.
Oh, okay, that's important for him.
And it was his first time in St. Louis. Everybody really, really, everybody cheered him. He got the biggest cheer for people who weren't actually on the team currently.
In awe. My stepdad just walked in with his phone on speakerphone, loud as can be. I can still hear it. I don't know if you can, but I'm gonna.
I cannot hear it right now.
I'm gonna murder him. Just kidding. I know. Too much. Anyway, I don't know. I don't have anything else to say. All the only things I had to report on were Gritty punching a kid and the All-Star game. I'm sorry. We haven't been referring to it properly. It is the 2020 Honda All-Star game.
I will never refer to it as that.
The 2020 Honda All-Star game.
I will definitely never refer to it as that.
2020 Honda All-Star Game. 2020. Yeah, because it was a 2020 Kachuk Bowl.
This is a 2020 Kachuk Bowl, yeah.
I have and three stats. At one point, during the Kachuk Bowl, I tweeted, I cannot believe Brady is going to be the lesser Kachuk, is going to win the Kachuk Bowl. And then the rest of the Pacific was like, that can't happen. And so Matthew won the Kachuk Bowl.
The Pacific is like, fuck that shit.
I know. But Pasta got the car. He was the MVP of the 2020 Honda All-Star game.
Trick. Why did Tomas Hertl get the car?
I don't know. Because he's David Pastrnak and he had to be there.
Tomas Hertl's team won in it.
Yeah. He really was.
Oh my god, I hate it.
Like, Tomas Hertl scored 5 goals.
And he had, like, the fun thing in the skills comp. Like, right. Tomas Hertl was the...
This is Tomas Hertl erasure.
It was his first All-Star game. He had a lot of fun.
That's because the Sharks are fucking terrible.
Who else would they send from the Sharks? Joe Thornton?
Burns. Carlson. I don't know. No, all of them are terrible. No, you're right. Oh, we didn't
talk about the hardest shot challenge.
Shea Weber won.
Again.
Yeah, again. It was a lot, though. It was like over 100. It was like 106.5. Imagine if you get hit with a 106.5 miles per hour slap shot, your leg is going to shatter.
Remember right after he became a Montreal Canadian and he injured like 3 teammates?
Sounds about
almost right. Immediately.
Well, and the thing is practice. if you got hit by any of these guys' slap shots, like, your leg is broken. Like, the lowest one was 98.8. Like,
okay. Ouch. I mean, they're trying to hit hard, you know? They were showing, I saw,
during a game,
they were showing like because they had the puck tracking for the, mm-hmm. and the player tracking for the All-Star game. And they showed shots there. And I saw at least one, like Jack Eichel's was like 88 miles per hour.
Wow.
And stuff.
Remember Tyler broke Eric Johnson's femur with a slap shot once.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Ouch. I'm glad I don't play hockey because I feel like I would be hurt all the time.
I know. Anyway, okay, so All-Star Game. I have exactly 3 stats from the short week that we had.
Okay.
One of them was there was only one shutout, and it was Brian Elliott of the Flyers shutting out the Penguins, who started their All-Star break early.
I totally forgot that game.
So did the Penguins while they were playing it. Nicholas Hague of the Vegas Golden Knights scored his first goal. He is the second youngest in franchise history after Cody Glass. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but the Vegas Golden Knights have only been around for a couple years. And then Frankie Vetrano of the Florida Panthers got a hat trick against the Blackhawks. If anyone was wondering, those are the three stats I have. That's all I got. It was a short week.
It really is. Oh, but then there are like a shit ton of games tomorrow.
Of course.
Well, I just saw it. Where was it? There it is.
The first bye week is over. And they're back.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games tomorrow? 9 games? 8 games tomorrow? Lots of games. Games.
So that's probably like every team that was on the... That's every team that's on the bye week. That's 16 teams.
Yep. Jeez, so. This whole bye week thing. Weird. Seems like it's a little weird. Whatever. I just want the Olympics back because it's fun.
I know you do. I know.
Feel bad. If Auston Matthews never gets to represent the United States as an Olympian, bullshit.
Gary Bettman should.
Gary Bettman owes me money.
He does. He owes Auston Matthews money.
He owes me money.
Okay. All right. So you want to do best name in hockey?
Oh, I suppose. Oh, yeah. It's about that time. It's a little short today, but. Mostly, we're just talking about All-Star Game.
We're not as good at
2020 Honda All-Star Game.
We're not as good as at notes anymore, and so our podcast is starting to trend a little shorter.
It's fine. I'm sure our listeners are pleased.
Okay, best name in hockey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's my turn this week. So I was reading an article, and, like, I was like, holy smokes, I got a new best name in hockey. So, and I can't believe I haven't used this before because I actually really like this name. So straight out of Sverdlovsk, Russia, it's Nikolai Habibulin. Oh, yes.
It's incredible.
The Bulin Wall himself. He was a goaltender, and he was picked up 204th overall by the 1992 Winnipeg Jets. So that would have been the Coyotes currently. He played for the Jets, the Coyotes, the Phoenix Coyotes, the Tampa Bay Lightning, where he won a Stanley Cup ring in 2004, the Chicago Blackhawks, the Edmonton Oilers, and then he played for Advotomobilist Svetlorsok and CSKA Moscow and Akbars Kazan. I know you wanted to know that. And he's also played with the Russian team. He played from 94 to 2014. Believe he played 799 games overall.
Wow.
Yeah. So, he did a lot of playing. He played in the Olympics as the third goaltender, so he wouldn't play, but he was there.
Yeah.
It looks like he did play for the national team, like, in the 2002 Olympics. Ooh, there's a DUI. What? Hold on, wait. He spent time in jail. Oh my god. He spent time in that fucking racist tent city jail.
What?
Yeah, remember that fucking racist, like, sheriff that Trump pardoned?
Yes. Yeah.
That, I remember he had, like, a tent city jail, and apparently Habib Bulin served some of his sentence there.
Boy.
What? What? This is a lot. This is a lot right now. Anyways, so he's got a gold and a bronze Olympic medal, Stanley Cup ring. Ooh. He was the goal backup for Corey Crawford in 2013.
What?
Yes, for a hot second. So
Oh,
Habib
okay.
Bulin suffered an injury and a loss to the Predators on November 16, 2013, placed on injured reserve, and that's when Antti Raanta was called up from the Ice Hogs. And then it says, and then Habib Bulin never played another game after sustaining that hip injury.
No.
Yeah. But he has expressed an interest in continuing his hockey career in management. But I don't know if that's what he's doing. He was also, thematically, a four-time NHL All-Star.
All
All
right.
right.
All right.
All right. So, anyways, says Nikolai Habibulin, which, what a name. Also, they called him the Bulin Wall, which I think is hilarious. I don't know why. I just like it. So, oh, wait, do we have stats? Hold on. Maybe I can find some stats for you. 799 games, 300. Oh, God. He was one below 500.
No.
333 wins, 334 losses. 30 or
Oh,
58, 58 ties and 39 overtime losses. So,
no.
my God. 2,071 goals against. Oof. Incredible. His all-time save percentage is 907. So,
All right.
playoff is 917. So, not horrible.
No, not that bad.
And 907 is basically league average currently, so.
Yeah,
Right?
exactly.
Wow. So,
Okay.
cool. All right. So that is your best name in hockey this week.
Best name in hockey.
Oh, so that's it for this week. If you enjoyed our coverage of the 2020 Honda All-Star Game, please rate, subscribe, tell your friends. You can find us on Twitter at Stick to Tape. We also have an Instagram, which is Stick to Tape.
If you have any longer questions, comments, concerns, or best name in hockey suggestions, you can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com.
Other than that,
Tell all your friends.
be our friend, send us stuff because we want to talk to you.
Yeah, we would love to be friends. And then we'll call you friend of the pod on the pod.
It's true. Other than that, you should probably just stick to tape.